What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face and hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what to expect when a narcissist loses control of you, of the situation, of the lifestyle that y'all have going on, of the dynamic that you have going on with this person. When I say lose control and whatnot, I mean, it could be your parent, it could be your partner. Like, the relationship dynamic really, you know, it's important, but it really doesn't matter sometimes. Like I said, it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship partner. It can be your parent, your sibling, your brother, sister, whoever it is. You know what I mean? So before we dive into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the self-love journal that's on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal to help you rebuild that self-love and authenticity before or after, you know, a toxic relationship. Yep.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What do we expect when a narcissist loses control, y'all? So, I know a lot of people expect narcissists to lose their mind when they lose control, which is absolutely true. That happens a lot of the time right there, y'all, where the narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever, will absolutely lose their damn minds if they lose control over you. Like, if you break up with them or you discard them or whatever, you break up with them, you go no contact. Whatever the dynamic is, whatever causes them to lose control, yeah, some of them will absolutely lose their damn minds. Like, and I say lose their minds, I mean become super obsessive, become super scary, pop up at your house, pop up at your job, pop up, like, wherever it is. They'll pop up wherever they feel like they need to pop up to make you feel a certain type of way, to make you feel uncomfortable, to take advantage of you or whatever, to beat you down and exhaust you, to make you feel like, hey, you know what? It'll be easier. Things will be easier for you if you come back to me. Things will be easier for you if you give me my control back. Things will be easier for you if you let me have that control back over your life or whatever the control is. You see what I'm saying? Things will be absolutely easier for you. They just do that, y'all. They narcissists want control, y'all. A lot of them do. A lot of narcissists want control over the situation. When I mean situation, over whatever, like the life that you live, they want control over it. The freedom that you have, they want control over it. So once they lose control, come on now, y'all. Yes, some of them absolutely are going to lose their mind because some of them only live to control you, to control whatever situation it is with you. You know, so some of them are absolutely going to lose their mind. So you have to be careful. You have to protect yourself because a lot of times, especially if it's an intimate relationship and you break up with them and you go no contact and they have no way of contacting you, like y'all don't have kids, like, you know, there is no reason for them to be contacting you. That right there is a that right there is a very unique situation. Especially like if you don't have kids or anything that ties you to them, only, I guess, love and affection or care or whatever, the narcissist's first thought is that you're going to move on from them, is that you're moving on to someone else. So some of them cannot deal with that thought right there. Will they change their behaviors? Sometimes they'll change the behavior to a little while. Yeah, they'll change it for a little while just to suck you back into a relationship. But permanence, any long-term change, any long-term whatever, no, they're not going to do that, y'all. They don't want to do that. They want control over you. They want to get their control back. They want you. They want to control the situation. They want to control the dynamic. They want to control you. So, yeah, some of them will become super obsessive because they cannot stand the thought of you being with someone else, of you replacing them, of them relinquishing their ownership. Because I told y'all before, a lot of narcissists think that you belong to them. A lot of toxic narcissistic people think that you are mine. Like, you come here. You belong to me. You don't have any type of freedom here in this relationship space unless I say so. And they really absolutely believe that. So yeah, they become super obsessive. They become super like controlling. Like I said, they'll pop up on you. They'll try to hack your social media stuff. They'll try to hack your bank account stuff, y'all. They'll turn, if y'all have joint phone lines, they'll turn your goddamn phone off. They will, like, when they lose control, some of them will absolutely, when they lose control of you, they will lose control of their minds. You know, it's scary season. The most dangerous time in a toxic relationship for a lot of people is when you try to leave it. Is when you try to just, okay, I'm done with this relationship. Time for me to exit stage left. When you try to leave it, that's a lot of times when they latch onto you. That's a lot of times they try to come into your life and try to ruin your damn life. You see what I'm saying? That's the most dangerous time, is trying to leave it. Like, this, again, it happens a lot of time in intimate relationships when it's your spouse or your partner, but your parents will do this too, y'all. You have narcissistic, toxic parents. Narcissistic, toxic parents feel like you owe them. They feel like you owe them a goddamn life debt. Your life belongs to me. You're only here because of me, right? So they'll stalk you too. They'll start a smear campaign. They'll try to ruin your life. Your partners will try to ruin your life too. Your parents, when they feel like they lost control, and especially if they have grandkids that they don't see anymore, oh my goodness. Like, you taking the grandkids away from them too? Oh my goodness. Yeah, they're going to try to ruin your life too. Some of them will press charges on you. Some of them will get on social media and lie. Y'all, narcissistic people, when they lose control, just be careful. Like I said, the relationship dynamic is important a lot of times, but especially if they feel like if they like they're going to, you're going to leave them, you know. Yeah, some of them will become super obsessive. Another thing that happens in these relationships where the narcissists feel like they're losing control is they will ghost you and leave you alone. Yeah, the discard from a narcissist happens a lot of times because they feel like they've lost control over you, because they feel like there's no more, the dynamic has changed enough and switched up enough that they have no more power over you. So a lot of narcissists want control, and they feel like if they can exert that control over you, if they feel like they've lost that control, some of them will ghost you. Some of them will leave you alone for good. Some of them, y'all hear me say, some of them become extremely obsessive when they lose control, and some of them will disappear on you when they feel like they lost control over you. If y'all have a family and kids and bills and stuff like that, they'll ghost all of that. They'll ghost all of that. If you're too strong, if they feel like you're too strong for them to control or whatever, some of them will try to ruin your life and then ghost you. But some of them will disappear on you. Some of them will absolutely leave you alone. That's what I tell people. When you take back control of your life, that's a lot of times when narcissists will leave you alone. You know, sometimes when a narcissist will leave you alone, sometimes y'all, they get into their minds that they want to cause you pain and turmoil because they feel like that's what you've done to them. They feel like you've caused me pain and turmoil, so I need to do the same thing to you. I need to pay back this turmoil debt. I owe this to you. So you're going to feel it. You know, you're going to feel this debt because I owe this to you. You know, so yeah, some of them are going to ghost you and leave you be because they lost control over the situation. You know, so take either way, regardless what the narcissistic person decides to do when they lose control, you have to protect yourself and protect your peace. Be prepared for them to leave you alone. Don't expect it. Don't expect them to leave you alone, but be prepared just in case they decide to leave you alone. Like, just in case, this is it right here. Just in case, you know, be prepared for all possibilities. You know, because sometimes when they lose control, yeah, they become obsessive. They try to ruin your life. They try to make you. When I lose control, like, this is the mindset of a narcissist. When I lose control, I don't want anybody else to control you. So I'm going to make you feel like nobody. I'm going to make your life a living hell because you made mine one. Because you've internally made my life a living hell, I'm going to make yours one. Because some of them will absolutely become obsessive and try to ruin your damn life and try to get you back at the same time. This smear campaign and the obsessive nature of a lot of narcissistic people, once they lose control, is out of this goddamn world, y'all. It is otherworldly when they do this, you know. And a lot of people can attest to this. Y'all understand it too. Y'all like, well, damn, Lee, you are right. A lot of this happens a lot because it does. It's absolutely one of those things that happens so much in these spaces that they will try to ruin your life when they try to lose control. They try to make you feel like, hey, nobody else is going to want to try to be in control of you because of this right here. So protect your peace either way, y'all. Regardless of what they decide to do, you have to be prepared to pivot. Because sometimes they'll do a combination of all the things. They will become extremely obsessive, try to ruin your life, and then ghost you. And sometimes they'll come back. You see what I'm saying? They go through cycles as well. They might become extremely obsessive, try to pop up on you and exhaust you and scare you into just taking them back. Or they'll try to ruin your whole goddamn life by starting a huge smear campaign, trying to ruin your life, trying to end your life, try to take your life sometimes. And sometimes they will ghost you. The cycle will continue on and on and on, y'all. You just have to be very weary, be very careful of, because they're going to keep doing it. Yeah, they want their needs met. And what a narcissist needs is the need to control whoever they are with, whoever they birth. The need to control is high. So you have to take your power back in these situations. Just be as strong as you possibly can, because they're going to try to, a lot of them will try to ruin your damn life, y'all. Just keeping it real. Just keeping it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza, y'all. So you have to be careful and be prepared regardless of what they try to do when they lose control. You want to take back control, but do it in a way that protects yourself, y'all. Protect your peace, protect yourself, y'all. And make sure y'all like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, as always, Matunas is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.